None but the hungry heart. 10:22. True sanctification. Of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us sanctification. 1 Corinthians 1:30. If we keep in mind that the Lord Jesus is our sanctification, the seemingly difficult subject will clearly unfold for us day by day. Many fall into the Methodistic or Quaker or Purcell Smith scheme of sanctification, all of which is substantially the same. The true scriptural meaning of sanctification is that you are set apart to God. It is not at all a question of whether there is evil in your flesh, for there is a great deal. Why, that is all the old man is made of. But yet you are sanctified. Oh, sanctification has nothing whatsoever to do with the extinction of evil in the flesh. That idea began with Pelagius, revived by Thomas a Kempis, handed down through Jeremy Taylor, the French and Dutch mystics, William Law and John Wesley, has passed into other communions where they had no notion whatever whence it came. The Christian life is nothing short of the life of the Lord Jesus, Colossians 3:4. It is his life reproduced in us, that the life also of Jesus might be manifest in our mortal flesh, 2 Corinthians 4:11. The common conception of sanctification is that every area of life should be holy, but that is not holiness. It is the fruit of holiness. Holiness is the Lord Jesus Christ. When we are conscious of pride, we fancy that humility will meet our need. But the answer to pride is not humility. It is the Lord Jesus, and he is the answer to every need. The Father will not give you humility or patience or love as separate gifts of grace. He has given you the Lord Jesus. And if you simply trust him to live out his life in you, he will be humble, patient, loving, and everything else you need. God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. 2 Thessalonians 2:13.